All right. What we're going to do tonight, glory to God. I'm going to pick up where we left off Sunday morning. You can have what you say. Kingdom kids. Okay, kingdom. Okay, go ahead. Kingdom and all the rest of you. Faith walkers. You can have what you say. Say this with me. God is a speaking spirit. So am I. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said we looked at this in the beginning of our discussion of this particular subject. And it says, just want to remind you, in the beginning, God did what? Created the heaven and the earth, right? And then God filled the earth with everything that we see on the earth. He filled it with animals, fowls, water creatures. He filled the earth. Then after he created everything, then he put a man in the earth. Amen? And here's what God wants to understand and get a revelation of. Since you, and we know that Adam defiled or he messed up, committed high treason, he sinned, and that sin separated him from God. And God sent a second Adam to restore everything. And did you notice the second Adam did just like God? What he wanted to happen, he said it. And but there's some things that go with this recreated man, this recreated people. You must only believe what God said. You have an opponent, you have an adversary that brought lies, deception, disease, and all the other stuff that's in the earth. But none of those things fazed him. He did what? He walked this earth for 33 and a half years. Nobody, nothing. And that's what God wants us to understand. And none of us have arrived to that level of faith, walk, but we are well on our way. Amen. Amen. And we had a lot of hindrance. Now I want y'all to listen. We had a lot of hindrance through man being deceived and trying to think he can do something apart from God, or Satan influencing him with his deception to make us not believe God. And what you have to do, and I'll go back to my script in a minute, what you have to do is settle it in your heart, and I'm working on it. If God said it, that's the truth. And it's no use me trying to examine, trying to figure out, it won't work. Yeah, it will. I may not be working it, but but it'll work. And so it said, in the beginning, God created what? The heaven and the earth. Then it tells us how he did it. And God said, God said, God said. How did he do it? God said, and what God said, it came forth and manifests itself in the earth, because all the seen and unseen creatures, things came out of God. There's an unseen realm and there's a seen realm, and we're living in the seen realm. You got an unseen spirit operating this seen body that you never seen your spirit, not with your eyes. You have to be in the spirit to do it. And when we understand that whatever God said, whatever you said, and you know God is so neat and so wise, He had given us a copy of His sayings. There it is. And when you read it, and that's why He said faith comes how? By hearing. Hearing what? Notice it didn't say faith come by hearing some lies. It said faith come by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. That's the only way that faith comes. That's the only way you get faith, because we are dealing with faith-filled words coming from a faith God. If these words that is God's word, they're filled with His faith. And when we put them in our heart has the ability to receive the word of God and then receive it and then voice it or speak it. And when we speak from our heart, that which we say will create, make it, will cause it to come into manifestation, what we say. But if we mix it, it won't work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So here's some thing I'm going to pick up tonight in John 15, 7. And 8. And it'd be nice if I could go back over all this year to get the tape. Or what do we got now? We don't have no tapes. What do we got now? Download and all this other stuff. iPod and something, I don't know what all we have. but you can pull it up on your phone. You can download it. We got all this stuff. Back in the tape days, I never thought it'd be another day. Boy, I thought they were somehow buying cassette tapes like download, and I thought that was it, man. I never dreamed of being another day. But anyway, but watch this. Why did God do this? You know, God did this so we could have His blessing, so we could have His best, so we could live the best. How many of you want to live the best? How many of you want? And see, Satan and these fallen angels and Satan, they want to play with your mind and ruin your life because they want to pull you over on the natural side of life and over on the demonic side of life. And we'll believe, we'll tell, if we don't watch it, we'll tell somebody we are sick a whole lot quicker, and we'll tell somebody we're healed. Haven't you noticed that? And then you start saying, well, I'm healed. People look at you like you're crazy. That's the way you're supposed to talk. That's the way you're supposed to talk. So He said, this is how you get there. You gotta go against your mind, you gotta go against the reason realm, the feeling realm, and you gotta go against all of that. And this is the one book the average believer won't spend enough time with. Don't shout me down because I'm preaching good. Amen. I know I'm preaching good. This book right here, if we will marry this book and put it first place, first and foremost in our lives, the Holy Spirit has something to work with. But if you don't know it, you don't know what it says. He don't have anything to work with. How many of you drive your car and the gas in the hand is saying, empty, empty. And that, if somebody said that E don't mean it's enough, it means empty. But I want you to listen. Listen to these words that's on the screen that we're about to read. John 15:7 said, if, God's not going to make you do anything. The choice is yours. He given it and made you free. See, once you get born again, you're free from the devil, free from sin, free from the control of the devil, free from control of mankind, free from control of religion, free from control of unbelief. You're free if you choose that. It's your choice. He said, if, that's the question, if this would happen, if you abide in me, that means you have a choice not to abide in him. And my words do what? Abide in you. Ye shall do what? Ask what you will. What do you will? Do you will to be sick? You will to be broke? You will to be ignorant? You will to be dumb? You will to be depressed? You will to be mean? You will to be hateful? Full of strife? What do you will? I will to be well. I will to love. I will to walk by faith. I will the good thing. In every realm, I will a home to live in, filled with the things that I need in the home. I will to have a good relationship with my family, loving one another. I will to do that. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will. You shall ask what you will. And it might happen someday if you, it shall or might be. Oh, where did I get that word at? Same place unbelief will get there. It shall be done unto you. What a promise. So this is how we get rid of all uncertainty, by allowing the word of God to have a place in our hearts. And we abide in the word, and the word abide in us. Look at the next verse. Look at the next verse, verse 8. Herein is our Father, what? Glorified. See, God won't be glorified. When you're doing well, when you're living healthy, when you're a stalwart Christian, you pray, you believe, you hold fast, you walk in love, and and your life is filled with all the good things, both spiritually, mentally, physically, financially. God is pleased. He's glorified because he said, that's my child. My blessings manifest in their life. See, but the world Satan have said, if you get all the money and live like a fool, and you want to fight and kill and control people and misuse them, make them, treat them like a dog, and they don't do you right, you shoot them down, you do all that kind of stuff. Well, that's what the world, and tell you the real truth, and it's about time we get real bold. That's our money Satan got. He hadn't created a thing. But see, the world says if you got a lot of stuff, you're wealthy, you're a big dog. You know what I mean by that statement? You're more important. Average wealthy person that's not saved, they think they're better than you are. Oh, yeah. Because they got a lot of stuff, and the real is your stuff. This earth was created. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. This earth is the Lord's, not the devil. And he gave it to us. He said, I read it the last time. He said, after he created man, he said, have dominion over it. The fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, what else, the cattle, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. He gave it to us. How do we control this? By words of faith. Words that feel, that operate by love. Words, see, faith works by love. And words will do it when we walk in love. But most of our words are filled and shot full of holes of unbelief and doubt. Check yourself out. Sometimes I find myself saying stuff, boy, you gotta get that out of your mouth. Get that out of your mouth. You ain't got no business saying that. Hallelujah. I am a son of God. Say that. I am a son. Say I'm a child of God. So nobody won't feel left out. So he said, here is our Father. Herein is my Father glorified that you do what? Bear much fruit. Not some fruit. What did he say from the beginning? Be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Didn't he say that from the very beginning? Well, he hadn't changed his mind. God don't ever change. He had to change us because we were messed up. But he didn't change. But we'll go around and tell people how broke we are, what a bad day we're having, how this is in the way, and I would do this, and especially come to church. I would give, but I ain't got nothing. You get that out of your mouth. You got everything. The farmer doesn't go out in the spring of the year and say, this ain't got nothing. He get to work, man. And he know where to go get his seed. Because he expecting a harvest at the end of the year to put some money in his pocket. And here we are, have access to all the kingdom of God. And that's the average Christian. Well, I would give, but you see them there go out and get all this other stuff that don't mean nothing. I'll give it to you like this. And I don't know why I'm bringing it up, but anyway, they'll find some money, go get them some cigarettes. Suck that stuff in, blow it out, and you can't go get it. But you don't spend your money. You cannot give an account for what value it has for nothing. You light it up, you don't spend your money for it, and it's no kind of investment whatsoever. And that's many areas of our lives we do that. But here God said, give and it shall be given. Walk in love and your faith will work. The just shall live by faith. You find all of it in it. Well, I've been justified, then let's live by faith. He didn't say live by doubt and unbelief. Doubt and unbelief is not going to get you where you need to go. It'll fill your life full of trauma, disasters. You want to be happy. And you'll try to make things satisfy you, but things won't do it. Only God can give you real joy. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Where am I? Where we go? Somewhere in my thing that moved around on me. Where did I go? Come on, thing. You get out of the way. Hallelujah. If you'll be able, here we go. Here he says, we can use words to ask whatever you will. When you abide in his words and his words abide in you, everything God has given in Christ are yes and amen. Everything God has given. Haven't you heard people say, trying to explain the scripture. Sometimes God say yes, sometimes no, sometimes wait. But I never read that. But I have read all the promises. Matter of fact, I may go there and read it. All of the promises of God in him are yes and amen. And like Dr. Price, he with the Lord now. He said when we ask something not according to the will, he just don't hear us. He just don't hear it because he only hears word. We are to speak his word back to him. That's what worked with God, his word. He honored his word. You know what he did? He put his word, or his word became flesh and come in this earth and walked among us. And he showed us what his word would do in flesh. He had a body identical like ours. It was just like our body. He ate what we ate, slept like we slept. But nothing could stop him. How did he control it? How did he do it? He said it. He spoke to that fig tree. What happened to that fig tree? He spoke to demons. You remember the young man that was full of demons in the 9th chapter of Mark? And matter of fact, we're going there. That's just down further in the lesson. And now watch this. Everything that God has given us is in Christ are yes and amen, every promise. All of them are yes and amen to the glory of God, our Father. And based on that, listen to this. Give me Job 22:28. In the King James. Give me Job. Job. Come on, Job. There he come. There he is. Thou shalt also do what? Decree a thing. And it might happen. Thou shalt decree, declare, place a demand on it. I shall be. You can decree a thing and it shall be. I shall say it and what I say will be established. All the demons, all the evil, all the doubt, all the unbelief, all the naysayers, they can't stop it from happening. Because you have the power, you have the authority. God has granted you the authority to say it, decree it. And many times we have decrees and stuff for our children. Boy, you'll never be nothing. That's the wrong thing to say to your children. You ought to look at your children, you ought to say, hey, man of God. Hey, woman of God. Hey, believing one. You believe God, you're blessed of God. Hallelujah. But just because they get out of control a little bit, we call them all kind of names, except what God said. But he said, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Now notice what happened. When you decree, I am a prosperous man, I'm a prosperous woman, I walk in love. I decree that this time next year, I'll be living on another level. Those of you that don't have a house, decree it. I decree my house is mine. And you shall see it, and I shall be living in it, and it shall be evidence. Huh? If you want to sell something, decree, say, this thing going to sell. Charles Cap, because he with the Lord now. He said, when I first found this out, I called my daughter in there, and I believe I know his daughter. Say, I want you to be a witness to this. He had wrote out and he decreed stuff and said stuff about his finances. You know, everything changed. He was broke. His cotton crop failed and all the soybean crop failed and everything failed. And he tells about all the stuff. And then he started building some houses. The houses wouldn't sell. He said, I drove by and I talked to that house. And I told that house what to do. I decreed. And And God changed his life, so he came out of the, he stopped being a farmer and started being a preacher. And God sent him all around the world preaching this faith message. And I'm telling you, he had such a strong faith message. I heard Brother Hagin say it. He said, the Lord was talking to me about, say, so you taught people faith. I got people to raise up now that know how to teach faith. I want you to teach them how, show them, I want you to teach on demonstration now. He said, and he said, Charles Capps, no, he got it. He said, he can teach it because I taught him. He said, the Lord told him that. And that's when he started having the demonstration, Holy Ghost meeting. And I happened to run across the, on the YouTube, some idiot. They pull out all the people that teach faith and try to poke fun at them, how ignorant they are, how unbelieving. What they call it, heresy. That's what they call heresy. And they call Kenneth Copeland a leading heresy. Okay, you heresy. And they brought up Brother Hagin because he get the laughing in the spirit. Boy, when you're dumb, you're dumb. When you're ignorant, see, Satan tried to poke fun at it. You remember I preached a message on this gospel and still talking about it on our Facebook thing. You better not let nobody fool you. Because Paul said, if anyone, anybody, he said, I don't care who he is. I don't care if he's another person, he include himself. If an angel appear to you and preach anything else than this gospel, let him be accursed. And so you know, people do it all the time, but when we start saying things according to the word of God concerning our life, they do it all the time. They're naming and claiming a bunch. They don't believe in prosperity, but they're out there working like a dog. Come on now. What you go somewhere and die then? You don't want no money. You don't want anything. You see how dumb that is? And some people swallow it hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, they will. But he said, thou shalt decree a thing. You can say, matter of fact, if you're not bold enough to say it, you won't ever have it. Not as a believer. And this is how you're going to take possession in the last day. Wealth of the wicked laid up for the just. And so we count a lot of the game around waiting for it to fall upon us. You better get your mouth to working. You better get your heart full of the word and get your mouth to working. Amen. You better see yourself beyond what you can't do. Do y'all hear what I said? See, we can see ourselves having two chairs and a couch. Well, if I can just get me two chairs. maybe a portion of a couch, I'll be all right. That's so far down where you ought to have a factory full of chairs. They can give them away to somebody, sell them. Amen. Hallelujah. And God wants his people to have too much. So and notice he said, and light shall what? Shine up on thy ways. You'll see how to do it. The ways because he'll lead you in the way. And light will shine, and where light shines, how many of you get out there, when I dismiss tonight, you get out there and get in your car, automobile, and most time, when you start your automobile up, you don't have to turn on light, they just come on automatic with the switch, most of them. Now, used to, you have to pull, you have to turn them on. You had a little old thing you pull out, but they got them where as soon as you turn that switch on, the light come on. And when your light come on, you reach over and turn them off. I don't need the light. I'm going home. I don't know how to get there, but I'm going. Well, that's why people's lives are wrecked, because they won't let the light of the word shine upon the way they travel. And you see, if the light is shining, it'll lead you in the right way and cause you to have good success in your walk of faith. Amen. Amen. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Matthew, listen. These are some of the things that God has granted us. Matthew 18:18. I may read a little more. But Matthew 18:18 said, verily I say unto you that whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be what? Bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be what? How do you bind something? How do you do it? Somebody talk to me now. How do you do it? What do you use? Point your finger at it. Not hit. No. You use faith-filled words. And you tell the devil by the authority that's been granted to you, Satan, I bind you. How do you do that? With words. But people are scared to talk to the devil. He might do something. That's the reason why I'm binding him. You're no threat to me. Hello, come on. Hello. He a threat to a fearful man. He a threat to a fearful woman. But you're a man or woman of faith, he's no threat to you. Because you know you've been delivered from him. He has no authority over you. Hallelujah. How do you get rid of that fear? Put faith in. Hallelujah. And get doubt and unbelief out. You're not a doubter, you're a believer. Tell yourself that I am a believer. That's who I am. I believe God, not the devil. What God said to me, that's the truth. That's what I believe. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, he said, verily, truly, surely, I say unto you, whatsoever. What is Satan trying to do to you? What is he messing with in your life? Is he messing with your mind? Is he messing with your health? Is he messing with your finances? What is he trying to do to you? Is he messing with your family? Is he messing with your relationship? Is he telling you never have a good relationship, not going to have it? You said, Satan, I bind you. Is he messing with your money? If that's what he say you, if he telling you, you're not going to have too much money when Christmas time come around. Satan, I have too much money every day. Don't be mentioning Christmas to me. I have too much money every day. Because this money belongs to me. God gave it to me and you trying to steal it. Hello? And you know, you say, well, it's not working too well for me. You know why it's not working? You hadn't worked it. A lazy man don't go or get up and go to work. You ever notice that? They lay around. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But a man of integrity, a man of responsibility, a man that has some spunk about him, some, he get up. Why do you think people want to sell drugs? That's a lazy job. See, because you got lunch. See, drugs, the reason why they want to sell it, because you got a lot of chumps out there. You know what I mean? Got a lot of chumps out there. They know they're guinea pigs. You can poke anything in them. Because they're addicted to it. That spirit has control of them. And they'll do anything to get another shot, another fix. And a person don't want to work. He wanna ride good, live good, but he don't want to take responsibility. But he won't go around and mess up somebody else's life. That's what Satan. He's trying to get everybody under his control. He's doomed, y'all. He's doomed. He'll never get anywhere. And he's trying to mess your life up. He's doomed, he's judged, and he will be put away. Amen. And the Bible said hell was prepared for Satan and his angels. That's what he said. You were prepared for heaven. That's why you got born again. So go ahead and live the best life you could live. Full of joy, with laughter, rejoicing, giving thanks and praise. Amen. Unashamed, I lift my hands. I glorify God because I love him more than I love anybody, anything, anytime, anywhere. I love him. Hallelujah. So when Satan started messing with my family, messing with my life, or messing with my stuff, and demons trying to run, you take authority over. That's what Jesus did. Hallelujah. I said what Jesus did. I didn't give y'all these notes, but give you this, but give me Mark 9:23-22, somewhere in there. Mark 9, back up to. Let's read this story. I'll come here. That's 22. Back up again. One more verse. Let's see what it says. Hallelujah. Back up one more verse. And he asked the Father, how long it is ago since it came unto him? And he said, of a child. Oftentimes it had cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou can do what? Anything. Have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe. See, that's the condition. See, if you can believe this word tonight, if you can believe this word, if you can believe it, you're a wealthy man. You're a wealthy woman. You can believe this word, you're healthy. You're Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, unstoppable, if you can believe this word. This man needed his son delivered. And Jesus, and the man said, have compassion on help us. If you can do anything, have compassion on help us, right? Jesus said, if thou canst believe, some things you can get if you be real careful. And don't mess up. No. He said, all things. How many things?
All
things. This is just one thing the man was asking. But Jesus told him, all things. How many is all things, somebody? When you get all of Houston, how much you have? All things are possible to who? All things, man. So how, that's, I have a choice with all the stuff that's going on in my head, all the stuff that's going on in my body, all the stuff that I feel, all the stuff that I heard, I have a choice to make a decision in my heart who I'm going to believe and what I'm going to act on. And it's determined by what I will say and act and hold fast to. And this man said, Jesus said to this man, all things are possible to him that believeth. Give me the next verse. Now watch what the man said. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears. And you start saying with tears, you so honest. You may not be right, but you are honest. What you're saying may not be true. That may not be the truth. But you're real serious. Lord, I believe, help thou my unbelief. So when the word you're speaking and what you say you believe is not working, somewhere there's an unbelief because God can't lie. It's impossible. Let's go a little further. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, "Thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him." Give me the next verse. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, "He's dead." Give me the next verse. But Jesus took him by the hand and did what? Lift him up, and he arose. Because the man said, "I believe, but help what?" What God wants me, the Father wants me to say to you, the head of the church, every word that comes out of my mouth is the truth. Work on your believing. Go through your spirit and get all the unbelief out. It'll never work because unbelief will never get me to move for you. But if you'll believe me, I'll do it. Live a life that's full of faith. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now watch this. Watch this. Your words can, you can use words to demand your rights in the name of Jesus, or you can just sit there and look at it. Give me John 14, 13 and 14. John Gospel 14, 13 and 14. Let me see, can I get here? And then I'm going to see what else we need to do. Look what Jesus said. John 14, 13. Brother Hagin brought this out, and I found out to be true. Now, in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of John, he said, in 16:23, you don't turn there yet. I want to make this a statement. He said, "Whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. If you ask anything in my name, he will do it, that you may, that your life may be filled with the fullness of God or filled with joy." Let me turn and read it so I don't miss over this because it's so important. John 16:23. Now you listen to it. 16:23. I believe I'm right. He said, "And in that day you shall ask me nothing." That's what I want to get to, this whole lick, because I'm coming right back to it. "In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, asking that you shall receive, that your joy may be full." Here, this verse is talking about asking. But what we're about to read, and I believe it was Dr. P.C. Nelson who was able to speak 32 different languages, and he had me, you know, he had me beat by 32. Because I'm trying to speak English, y'all pray for me. And don't ask me to speak anything here. But he said he would do his most of his private reading in the Greek New Testament. And he said in the Greek, this is what these words said: "Whatsoever ye shall demand in my name, I will do it." That's what they have asked, but actually that word in this particular verse, you're not talking to God. You're demanding your rights. But in the 26th verse, I mean the 16th chapter and the 23rd verse, You're asking the Father. See, he said, yeah, when you go to him, you're talking to the Father. But here in this verse, you're demanding your rights. I'm still talking about words. You can have what you say. I'm still on that. He said, whatsoever ye shall demand in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. He sent the Son to conquer the devil. And you'll see that when you demand what's your rights in Jesus' name, the devil have to get its loot bag and get to hopping. Verse 14 says, if you shall demand anything in my name, I will do it. What a promise. All the promises of God in him are what? Yes. You're sitting in that seat, these seats out there, everyone, you have a right to use it. You have that right. Look what he said. Behold, I give unto you authority to tread. This is Luke 10, 19. You don't have to turn there. I give unto you authority to tread on what? Serpents and scorpions, and over how much? All the power. See, Satan wants to make himself, try to make himself look like he's such a big bad dog. Give me James, we're closing on this one, but give me, I said James, give me what I want. First Corinthians 5 and 8. I believe I'm right. I said Corinthians, what am I saying? First Peter, let me get this so I can help you. First Peter 5 and 8. I'm going to bag up to 7. Make sure I get to, I'm going to stay with the King James. Now listen to this. 1 Peter 5 and 7 says what? Casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Now look at the next verse. Be sober, don't be foolish. Don't be drunk with sin and unbelief. Be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because who? Your adversary. Who? As a roaring lion. That's why he make a lot of noise. Trying to frighten you, scare you. Make you back off your faith confession. Make you hold, be timid about saying, when pain trying to shoot through your body and you stand up there saying, I'm healed. I'm well. Hallelujah. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about doing what? Seeking whom he can scare or devour. What's the fierce thing about a lion in the jungle? His roar. Oh, man. You'll hear him roar, I done heard him. It just kind of shake the other animals up. He walks about, goes about as what? Get it now? As what? But he's not the lion. Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Jesus is our lion. When he roars, the other one has to be quiet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we roar what God has said in his word, and when he hear it, he become a little kitty cat. What did James say? Submit yourself to God. James 4:7. Submit yourself to God. Do what? Submit yourself to God. Resist the devil. And he will do what? Flee from you. Hallelujah. Boy, my time, I'll tell you. Anyway, praise God. Praise God. You can have what you say. What are you saying? What's going to be your language from this day forward? Just because, go ahead, Ursula, go ahead, because I'm done. Just because you're in a test or trial, don't mean you're lost and you're losing. They stoned Paul, didn't they do it? And he rose up and went back in the city. They drug him out and stoned him, and he got up, he rolled back up and went back in the city and kept on preaching. That's a bad man. Hallelujah. That's a bad man. What you mean, bad man? That man full of faith. He knew you couldn't stop it. Hallelujah. They couldn't touch Jesus until he just said, it's time for me to go through this process now. They did everything they could, but they couldn't mess. They couldn't touch it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what are you going to say this day, the rest of the day? I'm going to talk the word. I'm going to speak my faith. I'm going to walk in love because I can have what I say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.